This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney back from the road, a quick trip to Dallas, Texas, and lo and behold, it is building, right? We're talking about this time Hurricane Fiona could be Canada's strongest ever storm. That says something when you have hurricane experts telling you ever in the history of as long as they know and have been tracking storms. So it's lashed the Caribbean. It's supposed to brush by Bermuda as a Cat 3 storm. It's not going to slow down. It's going to slam into Canada on Saturday morning. And what it's supposed to do, which is so sad, it's supposed to be Canada's version of what happened to the Northeast with Hurricane Sandy. And, you know, Hurricane Sandy hit 24 states on the eastern seaboard, and it caused like $78 billion in damage. It's terrible. Fiona is about 1,200 miles southwest of Halifax, Nova Scotia on Thursday morning. So they're bracing for this. They know this is going to be historic. This is not going to be good. And we're going to have the wind gusts, just like what you just heard there, but 10 times worse. Simulating it for you. High waves, the surges you get, which was so dangerous, even in New York where it hit the subways. It's going to be dangerous rainfall, power outages. You know, the lowest pressure ever recorded in Canada was 950 millibars, they call it, in January of 1977. And now this one is showing that the pressure is going to be 925 to 935 millibars. So that would be a record there. And I was just looking at a map because it's fascinating to me and sad. And I know somebody in Nova Scotia, and I'm looking at Prince Edward Island, and I'm thinking, wow, I hope they're out of there. I mean, we're talking life-threatening storm surge. Just absolutely awful. And see, it shows you, Fiona starts off. Yeah, we're talking about Fiona. Oh, we got another name storm. It's not looking great as it's kind of heading toward Puerto Rico. And then we saw what happened in Puerto Rico, and then it picks up even more steam. That's how it's like never over. It starts off, and unless it just piddles out to sea far away from everything, whenever there's some kind of land mass and there's a chance of the direction going in that direction with the right kinds of water, the right kind of really atmosphere, that's what draws it back into certain situations. And so, unfortunately, that's what's happening to our friends in Canada. All right, this is getting ridiculous, people. And I just flew, and I flew with really nice, friendly, great people around me. Really, two super nice, polite, couldn't be better guys. A couple that just was young couple that had just traveled overseas, and people were, you know, they were chatty but not annoying, and everything was great. It was an American flight, but another American Airlines flight attendant was physically assaulted by a passenger on Wednesday. It happened on a flight from Cabo to Los Angeles. And there was, because, you know, we all are walking around, you know, essentially we're all videographers. We might not all have to have a great eye and great lighting, but we just know how to point that camera. So the video's been posted on social media. It shows somebody coming up to a flight attendant toward the front of the plane and punching the flight attendant with just an incredible gasp from a passenger who was like, what is going on? So the passenger from that flight was arrested, of course, and they're not really giving much information out as to what happened, what was the reason for this. But boy, oh boy, you know, they're talking about how these acts of violence against the people on the plane, against flight attendants, are not going to be tolerated. Of course they're not going to be tolerated. It's insane. It is. I don't remember ever hearing of all this kinds of things happening before. Oh, this person knocked this person in the jaw. Oh, the flight attendant lost a tooth. It's like, wow, really? Come on now. Is it because there's too much alcohol? Is it because of too much rage? Is it because they're just a complete idiot? I mean, I don't know. We don't know about this guy, but I have seen the video, and it is crazy. I would gasp, too, if I saw that. Just absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, finally, there is some reaction here. How about the fact that you have, you know, in this, what's now happening, these scenes and protests in Russia, you've got family in a city six time zones east. Well, you have a city six time zones east of Ukraine. It's a community that has a video channel. They posted clips of families saying goodbye to large groups of men as they were boarding buses. The video shows a woman crying and hugging her husband goodbye, and he's reaching for his kid's hand. And there were other videos, because I was looking at these too, other videos of others waiting to be transported right into the Siberian territory. Apparently, Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this week called for, what I said, partial mobilization of Russia's population to support the war in Ukraine. When you've got this sudden counteroffensive from Kyiv that has recaptured thousands of square miles of territory, yay, and put Moscow on its heels. So the forces have been depleted. So this is what happens when you live in a communist country. Oh, you don't want to be mobilized? Tough crap. Get on the bus. And that's pretty much what's happened here. Just forced. So they're going to be 300,000 reservists that they're calling up because they're trying to ramp up their efforts to go after, obviously, Ukraine territory. And here's the thing. Refusal to perform military duty, they say it would entail the deprivation of citizenship, not only for the person liable for military service, but also for the family. So you have no choice. I mean, you do, but if you choose not to do it, then your family is stripped of that, and so are you. So you're basically homeless, is what pretty much is going on here. So you have no choice, but once they decide, yeah, you're going to be mobilized, you got to get on the bus. And who is being mobilized? They're leaving that up to the defense minister. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I think you're the one to go. They even detained people because people were fleeing. Like, oh, I'm not staying here anymore. I'm done. I'm done with this regime. I'll wander through the woods. They detained at least 1,300 people across Russia because they were trying. They were, first of all, some of them were protesting and doing anti-war protests, and some were trying to just get out. So, wow, this is a different scene than we've seen in Russia. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Hang with us. We got a lot coming your way next.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've been seeing on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Segment, The More You Know, as part of Odds and Ends, little things really been collecting over the past couple of weeks, stories that people are talking about, things that affect your life and mine, like higher energy bills. What have your energy bills been like? Heating your house and getting gas is going to cost you more this winter. We already know that, right? We can see a big spike and what the heating bills and prices at the pump are going to be in the winter. The National Energy Assistance Directors Association keeps track of all those stats, the prices, the inventory, and they're saying the average cost of home heating this winter, you ready, 17.2% on average, higher than last winter, $1,202 a month. On top of that, we haven't, you know, that's what people are getting. We haven't even hit winter yet. That's crazy. So, of course, people are behind on their energy bills. It's going to be really sticky out there in the winter. And, of course, one of the big things is Russia and what's happening. The G7 countries saying they were going to start imposing a price cap on Russia. The countries are not going to buy Russian oil. And, of course, that means above a certain price, they'll set the price, it'll spike. And Russia has said that it is not selling oil. We've already seen they're stopping that. And it's natural gas to the countries that impose a price cap. So this is going to be a really rough winter for a lot of people. Because, you know, you start talking about hundreds of dollars more every single month, it adds up. Where are you pulling that $100 off? Where are you getting that from? Here's another kind of warning, and we know this anyway, right off the top of our heads. I just flew. There was a lot of conversation about this. The planes were packed. Holiday planning, booking your plane ticket to wherever you're going to go, because travel demand has spiked. today I had to, it was good for my steps and good for my waistline. I had to basically run 4 miles down the airport. I'm not exaggerating. And the reason why is because they closed off two TSA lines in Dallas, which is one of our top five airports. And it was jammed with people. So the same thing is going to happen into the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. The winter air travel is going to be, is absolutely going to be off the charts because people want to travel. They want to go see people. They want to do that. So here's the thing. If you don't get those, if you don't make up your mind and you don't get those tickets soon, this is, you're going to have a tough time getting those tickets, right? So maybe in one way, if you go away for a week or you go a week here and there, in a way, maybe, who knows, you save some money because you won't have the heating bill quite as high, perhaps. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just thinking out loud that this is one of those things. This is something you sort of plan for, but you sort of don't plan for. You know, when you kind of drag your heels and you think, oh, I'll just get that ticket. It'll be fine. I can wait. I can wait up till the end of September, which, by the way, is almost here. I can wait till the beginning of October. I'm not going to go, for goodness sake, until the end of, you know, December. So check it out. I mean, really, check it out. All right, speaking of checking it out, obviously, we do on this show, Nail the Score, every Tuesday, your chance to win fabulous prizes. I think so many people are rooting for Pete in Texas and Sharon in New England. But and we have so many people that email us, and there's other people that will call in occasionally, too. I get so many emails from people who say, oh, I just missed it. I missed it. We don't have to miss it. It's every Tuesday. Last segment in the first hour. There have been a lot of switching of chairs, meaning people calling games. And if you've watched football for any length of time, you kind of get used to the way somebody does a game. Like back in the day when I was little, it was John Madden and Pat Summerall. So now, and then as I got older, because they were a team forever, so now they've kind of shuffled the deck a little bit. Amazon has, you know, actually is streaming the NFL Thursday games. So their first regular season NFL broadcast drew 13 million viewers to the streaming service. That's huge. I mean, that rivals television. So they got to be psyched about that. The total reported by Nielsen was up 47% from the week two Thursday night game, which aired and was more than 12.6 million viewers. But if you go back a year and you went to like the Fox broadcast or NBC, because they switched them all over the place, they'd have like 16 million viewers, let's say. That's the average. But I think that's pretty good for streaming. I think that's and they have to be happy with that. That's a pretty high number. I like Kirk Herbstreit when he was doing college. I'm not used to him at all with Al Michaels, I have to say. I don't know what it is. To me, it just seems off balance. And I think that's just repetition and rhythm and the things that have to kind of happen when you have a partnership like that on air. I mean, whenever there's a partnership, especially you have that give and take. And it's not that there's not give and take there. I think it's just getting used to it. Instead of what some of those teams used to be. But hey, what do I know? People want to watch, so they're streaming it, and I know we were watching, my family were watching the game. So if you want to watch football, that's what you're watching on Thursday. That's exactly what you're watching. All right, so let's say you do get a ticket, you get a flight, you're escaping your high energy bills, you're going to turn the heat off or keep it way down because you're gone for a week. You know, one of the things you could do, I think this is really interesting. You can't do it any time right away, though. It's something you can plan for. Imagine planning. This is just something I don't do enough of, right? So you'd have to really plan for this. But there's going to be a thing called Starlab, and it's the replacement for the International Space Station. They're going to have astronaut suites designed by Hilton Hotels, and they're going to work on communal spaces. So sleeping arrangements and what it looks like. And imagine, like, if you complain about what it costs to stay in whatever hotel. So this luxury hotel chain is saying they're designing the suites and the lounge areas of Star Lab, and they're talking about what it's going to look like. And this is, you know, you'll be able to, you will be in a hotel, basically, while you're going 1,700 miles an hour around the Earth. And it is incredible. I have to say, you have to look at the Star Lab. And eventually the goal is that people will be able to do this, not just the astronauts, but people will be able to do that. They'll be able to go and stay in the hotel, so to speak, the Star Lab hotel that was designed and by Hilton, and they'll be able to just watch. I mean, that's like the ultimate fantasy. If there was, if you knew it was going to be a safe way to get up there, and you're laying in bed and you're circling the Earth, and that you just have all windows and you're looking out the window, and then you get up and you make your cup of coffee and you're walking around looking out the window. Are you kidding me? I have to say, it really, sucked me in. I guess because I was waiting for a plane too long. So I looked at this private space station, which is going to launch in low Earth. You know, that's what they say. That's the first spot. And it is pretty, it's pretty sensational. It really is. It would be an amazing, I think it would be a life-changing experience to have that view. Now, getting up there, that's just a whole completely different thing. But pretty amazing what they have suggested. So while we're dealing and started the show off with the wild weather, which is going to be crushing to Canada, which was not good at all for Puerto Rico. And, oh, by the way, there's another storm that's forming that we're still keeping our eye on because they're calling it a potential monster storm. So while all that's happening here on Earth, you could be up in this space lab if it already existed and watching to see what's happening from far, far, far away. Far, far, far away. And I have to say, it is pretty cool. And speaking of cool and looking up, how about this? Twice a year, the sun doesn't play any favorites for anyone, but we've entered our second and final equinox of 2022. So if you live in the northern hemisphere, you know it as the fall equinox. That's what they call it. In the south, if you live, well, people south of the equator, the equinox signals the coming of spring. So Thursday, September 22nd, or Friday, September 23rd, you get to have that switch in the days and the nights and all that stuff. And equinoxes are big. It's a 12-hour split of day and night. Don't you love it? I do. Coming up next, how to stretch your budget.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates rose for the fifth consecutive week. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage climbed to 6.29%, according to a survey of lenders released by Freddie Mac. It was the second week in a row that rates topped 6%. The last time rates were this high was October 2008, when the United States was in a deep recession. At an event in Washington, California Democratic Congressman Tony Cardenas advances his New Care Act, which looks to find homes for animals used in lab testing.
We're determined to try to make sure that we get this done as soon as possible, maybe by the end of this year. And if we don't, we're going to come together again and make sure that next year we get it done, because this cruelty has to stop.
The Democratic-led House has approved a package of policing and public safety bills. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, boy, do we have a lot of mail. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And like I said, coming up in our last segment, we're going to talk about how you can stretch your food budget. Shailene McNeil joins us, and boy, she's got some great tips on doing that, things that I am already implementing, at least 2 things that she told me, and there's others I'm going to do as well. All right, this one from Jack, who says, hey, Kate, what do you make of Putin and the fact that he's pretty much putting a gun to people who don't want to serve in his military after the Ukraine rose up and the U.S. helped them by helping them strategically to figure it all out and took over wide swaths of territory? I saw some of the video and pictures of it. It's so sad. And, of course, people are protesting because now some of them who didn't think they were going to lose their loved ones to forced service are having to do that. And so that means families are being separated naturally and all of that. I think it's pretty damn scary, though, that the guy who has his finger on the button, and do you think he would ever push that nuclear weapon button? I think you just said it. I think the scary thing is there have been these veiled threats that Russia could use nuclear weapons. I mean, look, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, who's the deputy head of Security Council, made that threat, saying that the possibility of that. So, I mean, if they're uttering it, it doesn't mean that's going to happen, but it means they're warning that. I mean, that's a clear message. That's reckless nuclear threats. That has to end. That's not good. Even our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, told the UN Security Council that
there should be a message sent that that is ridiculously reckless. I mean, look at the gruesome torture and murder of these Ukrainian citizens that have been discovered after Russia's withdrawal from a couple of big cities, and that's what we're talking about. So when Russia leaves or are pushed out, then you look and find underneath the earth people that have been tortured and soldiers that have been tortured and just some outrageous, really, war crimes. So the rhetoric when it ratchets up and it includes nukes, I think is pretty damn scary, frankly. Absolutely. I think there should be reason for concern. Let's put it that way. I have this one from Bobby B. Bobby B. says, "Hey, Kate, it's been a while, but trust me, I am in the background cheering you on and listening whenever I can. I know you pay attention to pretty much everything that's going on, but I have been watching this one story that I think is incredibly, incredibly interesting, and it's a story that affects all of us, and it's called the damn interest rate hike that doesn't really seem to be moving the needle. So you have Jerome Powell approving the third consecutive 75 basis point hike, and how is that doing anything for inflation that's plaguing us? When you look at what's happening to prices, especially for food. Yeah, I mean, look, as it's been explained to me by many economists, this has to happen, because if this doesn't happen, there would be more of a catastrophe. Then you'd really be freaked out, and everybody would be pretty much in the same boat, that if you don't do something to square off with this. But to me, it doesn't, it's not killing the pain. It's like morphine that's been watered down. It's like, I don't know, did you give us the placebo or something? It's not moving the needle at all to me. Now, some people might disagree and say, well, look at what gas prices are. Mm-hmm. Go to the grocery store. Look at what's happening to companies where they're, and now it's not always the obvious ones, who are having to lay off people. You could say, well, look, the employment rate the unemployment rate is low, but do you look at the underemployed? Do you look at the people who are going to be phased out? I mean, consumer spending, you and me are the consumers, spending $460 more a month on groceries. So I talked about heating oil going up. You start putting all those hundreds together, it adds up to, in some cases, $700 to $1,000 more. Can you just pull $1,000 out of the air? Can you just pull $12,000 plus out of the air? No problem, no sweat, and still pay taxes and do everything else you have to do. And then you have housing prices that are ridiculously high. A huge spike in the mortgage rates. And some have come down a little bit, but still, some are high, and you have rents that are off the charts. And like I said, the mortgage rates are so crazy that that's also affected the housing market in a very big way. This one is from Jack. And Jack says, wow, I've heard you talk about Fiona all along the way, and listening to those poor people in Puerto Rico and the Dominican, and even Turks and Caicos, and people without water, running water, people without power, it has to be the worst feeling ever, because you're just trying to survive, and you have to rely on the goodness of anyone that could possibly help you, because you're stuck. You're stuck without those things. And now to hear that Canada is going to really, really get slammed too. I mean, they're our buddies, and they're just right up there to the north of us. That is not a good thing at all. Of course, it's not a good thing. It's a terrible thing. You know, there are agencies that are doing what they can to help, obviously, because of the significant damage in Puerto Rico and the winds and the rain. Whoops, excuse me. I got that a little slight hiccups. I'm going to let you know in a secret. A little slight hiccups. I think I drank too much water today. So rain and the catastrophic flooding and the blackout and almost completely blackout. You have aid workers that are responding and trying to do anything that they can. And people are, you know, people are donating. People are donating the Red Cross. People are donating to, you know, so many different organizations that are there on the ground, which is a really, really, really good thing because you're helping the people affected. But it's going to take a while for them to get back on their feet again because you still have people without power. You still have the water problem that I mentioned. And you have the housing problems. It's just got to be a frustrating situation since Maria just happened 5 years ago. And it's not like they have money that's just flying around on a money tree all over the island. They don't have that. So it makes it incredibly, incredibly difficult. This one's from Sandy, who says, Kate, I like your governor, your new governor, DeSantis. I think it is kind of funny what he did with the Martha's Vineyard thing. I was trying to make a point that you can't keep doing what you're doing, although I wonder if he'll have any kind of a blowback on whatever amount was spent to fly the illegal immigrants from San Antonio to Massachusetts. You know, it's interesting you say that because there's a big Miami Democrat. His name is Jason Pizzo. He's a state senator, and he's saying that DeSantis illegally misspent taxpayer money by flying them from San Antonio to Martha's Vineyard. But this past year, they approved $12 million for a program to support illegals, transporting illegals. But the state budget specified the money was to relocate them. So I don't know. I mean, will he get pinched for this? What I think is interesting is that he filed a lawsuit and he asked the court to block Governor DeSantis from transporting more people from the southern border, arguing about the flights from Martha's Vineyard, because he's vowing to do that to more people. And responding to the lawsuit, one of his spokespeople said that Senator Pizzo never misses an opportunity for his 15 minutes of fame, and he's challenging an action on an appropriation he voted for. And you know what? Sure enough, boy, do they have a leg to stand on there. I checked, and he did. So I'll be curious as to see what happens with this suit, but that was a true fact. How quickly they forget, I guess. And I think it's more about who it was, when it was, all of that than any other aspect of it. But I have to say, I got a chuckle out of it. Just a little legwork. That's all that takes. Just a little elbow grease, and it's out there for the taking. You can snatch it up. And that was a snatched up story is what it was. Definitely, definitely, definitely. No question about it, right? How about the Arizona Republican Secretary of State nominee? I got this one from Heath, who listens to us in Tucson. He said, what's up with this clown, Mark Finchem, who is spreading all this nonsense about the presidential election? And he did it in a debate on Thursday night, saying that some big counties should have been set aside, even though there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud, Kate. What a tool, what a puppet. He's certainly not somebody we want. I hope that my fellow Arizonians don't vote in that direction. We know there's a whole bunch of people to vote for, including 11 Republican nominees running for state elections chief who have questioned, rejected, or tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election. It's always about choice, and thanks to all of you for choosing to email me.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
So on this show, we've talked about this a lot, the fight when it comes to childhood obesity, what an epidemic it is. And now you look at what's happening with the shortages, the nutrient shortages that are really hitting kids hard. So I am so pleased to welcome to the show Shailene McNeil, who is a nutrition scientist and a registered dietitian, and she's in this game. She studied health and sustainable diets for more than two decades. She's a mom. She gets it. She gets the whole idea of juggling things and busy schedules, and don't we all? So she's got some tips and recipes and some great stuff for us to talk about here. Shailene, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
So let's talk about that. So teenagers, you know, at the point where they're running around, how many people are going through drive-thrus? Drive-thrus are crowded. I mean, so crowded that when I drive by them, I see that they're trickling into the main highways because people are just picking up fast food. So what do we need to do to get these teens healthy and strong?
Well, we really need to focus on getting nutrient-rich meals where we can. And, of course, they've got to be delicious and they've got to be easy so we can make it doable. As a mom, I definitely know that. I've got a teenager who would love to spend her time in the drive-thru, but I often remind her that you can make a meal at home quicker than you can make it over to the drive-thru place and wait in line and get your lunch there. So there's a lot of easy, quick tips that we can share that help make it possible to do that nutrient-rich, great-tasting food at home.
So let's talk about the
protein options that are available, because protein is king, and beef, why beef is so easy and should be the go-to for a lot of these meals we're talking about.
Yeah, you know, when you start looking at protein options that you have, no other protein really brings quite the nutrition that beef provides. Yes, other proteins might have protein, but they don't have the iron and the zinc and the B vitamins that beef has. And why that is so important, especially for families with growing children and teens, is that these are the nutrient gaps that research is beginning to show that we're not getting enough of. So many children and teens just don't get enough iron and zinc and B vitamins. So when we put beef back into their diets and we make sure we're focusing on that, we're helping offset some of those big nutrition shortages that are still existing in our diets in the U.S. today.
Yeah, so let's talk about what parents can do as far as what meals would be like budget friendly, because that's what people are also griping about.
There's a lot of ways to stretch your budget with beef. And believe me, I'm always keeping my eyes open for new ideas because I'm the primary grocery shopper and the primary meal preparer at my house, too. So I feel the pain as well. But some of the tips that I love to share is, and we'll often do this, just kind of buy in bulk. So we'll buy extra ground beef when we're at the grocery store. We'll come home. We'll put some in freezer bags and put it in the freezer. And then we'll make a big batch of spaghetti or a one-pot lasagna or something that we can use in leftovers. So that saves time and money and a little bit of the chaos throughout the week to figure out what we're going to do. Another great tip that I love to share is planned overs. So they're not just leftovers, but we're thinking a little bit ahead. So if my husband's going to put a steak on the grill, well, I'll ask him to throw on a little extra, and then we'll cut up steaks strips off of that, and I'll put it in lunches throughout the week on tacos or something like that, or a salad. So planned overs is another great tip that helps stretch the budget as well.
Oh, I like that, planned overs. I think you coined a word. I never heard of that before. That's great.
Makes it sound a little tastier, doesn't it? And it really is. It really is, and it keeps things easy.
It sure does. So you talked about it. What can you put? The school year especially is hectic. So give us some of the recipes that you could share that might make it easier on some of these school nights.
Yes, for me, one of the things that can kind of be overwhelming is the kitchen cleanup. So I look for one-pot meals where I can, and we have this delicious one-pot beef lasagna that is not only so easy, but it's balanced nutrition, because in addition to the nutrient-rich beef, you're getting whole grains and veggies, and you can put it in one pot, eat on it as leftovers. Great idea. Another recipe idea tip that we have is to do handhelds. So many times, I know I have a high school athlete, and she's on the go constantly. A lot of times she's grabbing something and running out the house to go to practice. So we have a rock and roll beef wrap where we use ground beef and some veggies, roll it up in a whole grain tortilla. She can grab that and go, and I know she's getting the protein and the nutrients that she needs to kind of fuel her sport for the day. Another idea is morning time. In our house, it can get a little chaotic, and I just really feel better as a mom when my kids leave knowing that they have some protein and some good nutrition in their belly before they get to school. So we have this beef and egg scramble that you can do in a coffee mug in less than a minute. So I'm always encouraging her, get in there, whip that together, and you'll have a protein-rich breakfast that can start your day off right. So great ideas for breakfast, lunch, and dinner to make it easy on parents and families.
Oh, that all sounds good to me. So where can our listeners go to learn more?
Check out beefitswhatsfordinner.com. We've got these great recipes, nutrition tips. Be sure and come visit us, because we are the go-to expert for all things beef here at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
I love it. Shailene McNeil, thanks.
Thank you.
So speaking of athletes of a different sort, there is no man cave coming up. And because we don't have a man cave, I thought it would be interesting to let you know how the week started off in the world of football. Do you want to know? Well, Thursday Night Football, which apparently people are watching because we can't get enough of it. Browns beat the Steelers 29-17, so they're 2-1. I got off the plane in time to see the second half of this game. So they were not winning at that point, and things turned around. Nick Chubb ran for 113 yards and a touchdown in the win at First Energy Stadium. The fans in Cleveland liked it. Of course, Amari Cooper, who was a stud for the Dallas Cowboys, now wide receiver with the Browns, he was the guy who gave up the onside kick that allowed the Jets to pull off that comeback on Sunday. And Cooper made up for the mistake. He was great in the in this game. He was a key factor. He had 7 catches for 101 yards and a touchdown, and a couple of really, really, really big plays. Jacoby Brissett looked very, very good. And not, again, not in the beginning, because I didn't see the beginning of the game, and I know that the Steelers were hanging in there for that one. And look, the Browns lost a couple of linebackers with injuries, and they had a couple of other things that happened in the game, but they'll turn around, and on the 2nd, October 2nd, can't believe I'm saying October 2nd, October 2nd next week, they take on the Falcons. And then the Steelers, boy, what do you make of the Steelers? It's like such a different story with the Steelers. And, you know, they have to figure out a couple of things is what they have to figure out. For the 2nd week in a row, they struggled to have any kind of a pass rush because they don't have T.J. Watt, who's amazing. And that's affected them, and they didn't really pressure Brissett very much at all. He was only pressure on a couple of his dropbacks, where normally with T.J. Watt in there, it would be a much, much different story. And then Mitch Trubisky, I think the jury is still out on him, definitely. But when they need him to come through, he just misses. He just doesn't come through in the end. So this could be a really long season for any of you who are Pittsburgh Steeler fans. And I mentioned to you, we do have Nail the Score every Tuesday. Every Tuesday we do Nail the Score. And Nail the Score is your chance to call in or email me on our last segment in our first hour when I pick the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know diddly about the NFL. It's picking a team and shouting out a score. And I hope more of you play this. A lot of people are starting to really email me, and we're getting that crowd going, and you could be a winner. You don't have to pay a cent. You could be a winner. Nothing like winning some prizes. Who doesn't want swag sent to your home and bragging rights? Bragging rights. All right, speaking of that, I'm excited that KNUJ 860 AM has added us to their lineup early in the morning. We'll be on before they get things kicked off with their morning show. And it's going to be simulcast on 97.3. And we're talking about Mankato and Redwood and all those areas in Minnesota. So I like those areas. So big shout out to the PD, Brian Filzen. Thanks, Bri. I'm excited to be on your stations. Oh, and they're coming into that chilly weather time up there. It's when you get to really show off some of those heavy coats that you buy. I like that. As long as you're covered, got the hat, got the gloves on, it's all good, my friends. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. And Alex for his fine work on the technicals. Alex K. Keep it real.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Pouty Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.